Wasn't that just beautiful? That's George Tallack, who's a really well-known Papua New Guinea singer. His song, The Butterfly, is about the native butterflies of Papua New Guinea. And, of course, the world's largest butterfly in the world could be found in Oro province. Now, if you want to go to Papua New Guinea, it's got a lot easier. Veronica Matheson is speaking with Andrew Caravallo, the Australian representative of Papua New Guinea tourism, about new visa arrangements and the tourism potential in Papua New Guinea.
Andrew, it's great to have you on the program, and it's also great to hear about the new visas for Papua New Guinea. You know, it's taken a while for them to come, hasn't it, because there have been a few problems in the past.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, we're really excited about the new free tourist visa on arrival for Australian passport holders. It's really going to simplify the process for Australian travellers, and we think it will entice more Australians to visit. It just makes that whole process of travelling to Papua New Guinea so much easier now.
Yes, well now what, you arrive there and you get one on arrival?
Yes, exactly. So you turn up at the airport and you receive a free tourist visa on arrival, and that lasts for 30 days.
Which is sort of nice and handy, and it's probably enough time to see as much as you want if you're a tourist.
Certainly, and there's so much to see and do in Papua New Guinea. It really is one of the most beautiful countries on earth.
Mm. Why has it taken so long for Australians to be so aware of what they can do in Papua New Guinea? I mean, I know we know about the Kokoda Trail, but we don't know about very much else.
I think Papua New Guinea is really well known amongst niche markets. It's long been known as having the best surfing, the best diving, the best fishing and trekking in the world. It's got such fantastic landscapes for all of those activities. But what we're finding now is, particularly with the advent of cruising being so popular, with more flight competition as well, is it's really opening up Papua New Guinea to people who hadn't previously thought of travelling there. And really, you know, it's our closest neighbour, and we'd love for more Australians to go up there.
Yes, it certainly would. I mean, one day it could become like Bali, the paradise you go to when you want to have a holiday in the sun.
We never see Papua New Guinea as being like Bali. It's not a mass tourism destination. It really offers incredible adventure travel options. And for people who particularly are interested in diving and fishing and surfing and trekking, also in culture, it's the people up there, they're so humble, but their culture is really, really colourful. They've got over 830 spoken languages and all spread out across over 600 islands. So we don't see it as being a mass tourism destination, but really, if you want to go somewhere that's untouched and has some of the best adventure travel options, then we think it's a fantastic destination.
So where would you go to first if you're a first-time traveller to PNG?
Certainly. I think first-time travellers, it really depends on what they're interested in. We get a lot of people that obviously go up for the Kokoda Track every year, and they trek along the trail there. It's Papua New Guinea's most famous attraction. But also what we're finding is a lot more people are interested in exploring the islands. That coastal adventures product that Papua New Guinea is really well known for, everywhere from Rabaul, where you can go visit an active volcano and you can even climb the active volcano, through to Tufi, where you can paddle through the fjords. Down in Milne Bay in Alatau, they've got a fantastic festival down there, and it's got some of the best diving and fishing as well. So really those islands regions are becoming more and more popular.
Mm. And if you are going there, at what time of year is best to go?
Papua New Guinea really is an all-year-round destination. It's obviously tropical, so it's warm all year round. And we find that people visit any month during the year. The trekking season is during the cooler months. But if you're interested in going to the islands, if you're interested in some of the other activities, it really is a year-round destination.
Mm. How are you going to encourage more Australians to go? I mean,
we do quite a lot of work, particularly with tour operators based here in Australia. And we also do a lot of work with the media and with marketing. But we think with this new visa on arrival for Australian tourists and also with the advent of cruising, that more and more people are going to want to find out more about Papua New Guinea and they're going to want to travel there.
Yes, certainly the cruise ships seem to be going there in a big way. Has that been a sort of, you know, a good introduction for people to go to, you know, have a land-based holiday?
Definitely. I mean, what we find is there's a lot of regions within Papua New Guinea that tourism's still in its infancy, and by having cruise ships come into these regions and these destinations, it really opens up those destinations that previously people would have found too hard to get to. So a lot of these cruise ships are going into parts of Papua New Guinea where you can experience this incredible culture and see their way of life. But still, you've got the creature comforts of staying on board these luxury ships.
And you say the people are very welcoming. What sort of things do they do or do they like to do with tourists?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of interaction with tourists. You can really get involved and understand and learn their ways of life. Everything from you can stay in villages and you can stay in homestays, right through to some of their big colourful festivals. And if someone's really interested in finding out more about the culture, we say the festivals are one of the best times to go. You've got such interesting festivals like the Rabaul Mask Festival and the Mount Hagen Show up in the Highlands. There's canoe festivals and crocodile festivals. So it's really a great way to see that culture come to life.
And they are held at different times of the year, are they? Or are they all held around the same time, the festivals?
They're all held at different times of the year. So we've got an event calendar and a program which you can download from our website. And people who are interested in going, particularly for the festivals, they can find out more information there. A lot of the tour operators from Australia also offer tours during those festival periods as well.
Mm. How difficult is it to get there from Australia? I mean, are there direct flights from the eastern states?
Yeah, definitely. It's really easy. From Sydney, Brisbane and Cairns, you can fly multiple times a week. From Brisbane, actually, there's a twice daily service with Air New Guinea and Virgin Australia. So for your Melbourne listeners, they can easily connect via Sydney, Brisbane or Cairns. And that's a direct service up into Papua New Guinea. Once you land in Papua New Guinea, you can then fly with Air New Guinea or PNG Air to multiple destinations throughout Papua New Guinea. So it's really easy to get to all of those key attractions and key destinations.
So you'd fly, what, directly into Port Moresby?
That's correct, yes.
And from there, is there a sort of a time span where you can get in the same day to the other places? Because there's not much in Port Moresby, is there?
You can definitely connect really easily. There's a lot of flights. Their domestic network is fantastic. And the frequency of flights to a lot of those key destinations is really easy. They're all timed well with the international connections. People who are interested in visiting Port Moresby, there's some new developments and new attractions coming up in Port Moresby as well. A lot of hotel development going on there. And what we find is people particularly who do the Kokoda Trail will stay on an extra day or two in Port Moresby on their way home. Mm.
Andrew, have you been to Port Moresby yourself and have you been to the rest of any other places in PNG?
I have certainly. I've been many times throughout Papua New Guinea. It's fantastic.
Where is your favourite spot?
Oh, I couldn't possibly say that. some of my favourite parts of the country are just exploring the pristine beaches and the coastal areas. They're just fantastic. But also really interacting and understanding the culture. The people there, they're just so friendly and warm and humble. And they really want to share with us their culture. And if you interact with them, then you'll learn so much.
Mm. Is language a problem?
No, everyone speaks English. They obviously have their local tongue. Like I said, they speak over 830 different languages there, but English is commonly spoken.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have any problems. I mean, is it a good idea? Could you drive around or is that a problem?
We don't recommend driving around. The highway network there isn't what you would expect to find, say, in Australia, but it is still definitely very easy to get around, particularly with the flight options and connections.
Yeah, and it seems as if because it is so much adventure activities that you're really appealing to the younger market.
We actually get a lot of older travellers coming up as well. Obviously, there's a lot of World War II history in Papua New Guinea. A lot of campaigns were fought there by Australian diggers. So there's so much history, and we find a lot of people that go back and retrace the steps of their grandparents or great-grandparents. We get travellers of all different ages.
Yes, so I suppose if you go to a travel agent, you can say, well, you know, what would suit me depending on, you know, my ability to travel around?
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, it's very easy to get around. For people who aren't so sure about travelling around on their own, then obviously cruising is a great option. But it really is so easy to get around Papua New Guinea and to explore all the different regions.
Probably one of the reasons that cruising has taken off is because of safety concerns.
Listen, you get safety concerns in any country, and really wherever you travel in the world, you've really got to be aware of your surroundings. We always recommend that people do their research, that they book through a reputable operator. There's loads of information on how to travel to Papua New Guinea and around on our website, which is visitpng.com.au. And, I've been there multiple times and I've had a fantastic time each time I've been.
It sounds very appealing. Thank you, Andrew, for your time. It's been terrific.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, that's great.
Veronica Matheson speaking there with Andrew Cavallaro of PNG Tourism.